milder trend is on the way throughout the rest of the week. The early morning, though, starts off lower 40s to near 50 once again. Clear skies expected, light breeze, though, tomorrow morning. Then a sunny day throughout the day, morning and afternoon, continued light winds, the afternoon high of near 70. 40s to mid-50s, the afternoon high temperatures under sunshine goes to lower to mid-70s. Sunshine to partly cloudy Thursday and Friday, those highs well into the 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Think about everything that you save. You save gas, you save money, you save time. But have you ever thought about saving life? That's right, life. In just 1 hour, you could save up to 3 lives, giving 3 people more time with the ones they love. And isn't that the best thing to save? The need for blood is as universal as it is constant. Save life, give blood.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another great Tuesday night here on WGSO 990 AM with me, William Wallace. William Wallace for America, where I always like to start the show with visit my Facebook page, William Wallace, W-A-L-L-I-S, for America. Please, and visit my YouTube channel and subscribe. And if you like to listen to podcasts, you can listen to, you can hear them over on Stitcher and iHeart, iTunes, that kind of thing. And I'm in, I always like to push that because you will see so many, or well, see on video and hear on podcast many other, much other content than what I have here on this station. I have a little bit more, you know, less commercials, stuff like that, and a little bit more time sometimes. And on video, we get to, I get to interview a lot of elected officials, which you don't get to hear here. So William Wallace for America on Facebook and YouTube, you'll see. I did an interview last week with our Kyle Ardoin, our state treasurer, and he's on there. And he talks about what the Secretary of State's office has done to protect elections and storm preparedness for elections and all kinds of interesting stuff. You might get some good information out of there. But there is an election today, and I am going to do my absolute best not to talk about elections today. I'll blend it in a little bit. There's going to be some things I'm not going to be able to get away from it or escape it. And if you want to call in and you want to talk about it, that's fine. 504-556-9696. Because I'll put it this way. Bad joke alert. So that way you can get where this is going. And that is, somebody's going to win today. And that's my prognostication. That's my guess. That's my, however you want to call it. Because I've listened to radio today. I've heard the news for the past weeks and months. And all it comes down to is a great big old gigantic guess. And this pundit comes on, and that pundit comes on, and this person comes on, and the person only have picked all the elections correctly, and the one who's only been wrong once, and the guy who's been wrong every single time, down to who's going to get it, how many electoral votes, and there's even guesses of Donald Trump winning California. And I just kind of roll my eyes when I hear all of these guesses, because the reality is nobody knows, nobody has a clue, because you can watch all the rallies you want. And look, my opinion, I've heard what the Democrats are trying to do behind the scenes with stealing the elections through voter fraud and mail-in ballots. And of course, everybody on the left is tired of hearing Republicans talk about that. And then, you know, Biden may win, Trump may win. They're, you know what? Somebody's going to win. We might know tonight. We might know tomorrow. We might not know till next month. But one thing for sure, if you think you're tired of hearing it now, you are really going to be tired of hearing it by the time the inauguration comes around, because it will be beaten like a dead horse and rode hard and wet till it's put away. It's going to be, it gets overdone. So If you've got something else to talk about, I really invite that today. Or if you want to talk about it, I'll welcome that too. But I've got some other things that I'm looking at, and we're going to talk about those things there. Who do we have on the line? Matthew and Metairie. Matthew, come on. I'll bring you on early. What you got?
So here's my question. What do you think the actual issues driving the vote were? Because that's one thing I never actually heard was issues.
You know what?
All Trump is Hitler. No, he's not.
No, you know what you're going to...
No, he's not.
Matthew, you're going to make me go there, aren't you? I'm going to read something that I posted yesterday. I'm going to do that after you and I talk, because I did a piece on that, because it is no, you're right. It's what your question was. What is the deciding factor? I'll tell you what it is. It's hate. It's all it comes down to. It's people either, you know, they hate Trump, and that's why they're going to vote. That's why they're going to vote for Biden. I mean, that's the biggest driving factor I see on why people are voting would vote for Biden. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I would say that their hatred is probably more directed towards those of us who support Donald Trump.
I've got a friend of mine. I've got a friend of mine who's out putting up Trump signs this morning, and he actually, while he's putting up Trump signs, he just some lady was walking by, said, "Hey, good morning," and she says, "F you." And he looks at her like she had a baby, and she had one baby, one child. It's like, really? I mean, is it that bad? All right, Matthew, what else you got to say?
Well, I've often thought that one of the things is you hear conservatives talk about how we need to defend freedom. At the same time, they're talking about taking away, you know, a woman's right to control her sex life, not her reproductive life. It drives me crazy when people say that, because the fact of the matter is, you know, women are free to reproduce as much or as little as they want in the United States. We don't have that issue. We have all kinds of government support should they decide to choose a path of single motherhood, should they decide to put the kid up for adoption. They can do it the normal way, or they can abandon the kid at a fire station in Louisiana.
No questions asked, might I add.
Then we have the question of, what about the freedom to use the fuel you choose to use in your industry? Is that even an issue? Because they want to take away our right to use carbon fuel because of, you know, the global warming. Whereas we say it's not happening. And for our proof, we will not actually have a debate, and they won't actually show up for any debate that we throw.
With Republicans, it tends to be issues that drive them to who they support. With Democrats, it tends to be feelings.
Feelings.
And things that come out of unicorn butts.
Unicorn turd.
Yes.
Now, where is the market for that?
I'm sure there is somewhere. So Matthew, what else you got? You sound a little less enthusiastic tonight.
Well, I'm just like everybody else. I like your election prediction. It's like Rush Limbaugh's hurricane season prediction. Every year he predicts that we will have between 0 and 40 named storms. We will have between 0 and 40 storms that hit the United States. And we will have 0 and 40 that will cause major damage. He's never been wrong.
Exactly right. You see how that works? It's hard for me to eat, because people have asked me, especially in the last week, so who do you think's going to get it? Who's going to get it? Who has it? And I just kind of go, I get tired of thinking about it myself. I mean, quite honestly, I really don't want to think about it. I mean, I, you know, I mean, I want to get excited and if I think that Trump might win, but I certainly don't want to get overconfident about it. And then we start listening to everybody, you just kind of go, you know what? It's better just to go ahead and put my nose to the ground and work.
Well, yeah, you're self-employed, so you get to control that to a large extent. I work for somebody else who is, you know, all this stuff has him, I'm sure, worried sick because of the industry that we're in. But as Carl Benjamin, a.k.a. Sargon of Akkad, would say, are you going to believe our poll or are you going to believe our lying eye? I mean, sure, rallies are not necessarily an indication of a giant sweep of the election. And the one example they throw up is Mitt Romney threw a rally with 35,000 people on like the day before election, the weekend before election, and he got blown out. But Trump throws rallies of minimum 35,000, and he was at a rally until 1 a.m.
I know.
Last night.
I saw that. He didn't get back to
myself. That's got to translate to some degree of support.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. You know,
well, I don't want to use.
You see other things, too. You see, like, car parade. You see boat parade. And you see these groups that are hyper-specific, like Gays for Trump. You see, like, the walk-away thing. That's primarily Gays for Trump. Then you have things like Blacks for Trump, Women for Trump, Latinos for Trump, you know, transgenders for Trump even. I don't know. And all of these little microcosms of American society.
Because people can unite on freedom and liberty. But look, Matthew, we got a break. I'm going to have to let you go, but I'm glad you called in.
All righty, then.
And glad we got to talk a little bit.
Have a talk with you. Ciao.
Hey, have a great night. Thank you so much. And everybody else, we're going to take a little bit of a break here. You can hear me after the break here at WGSO 990 AM with me, William Wallace. William Wallace for America. Also, find me on Facebook and YouTube. See you after the break.
Tell me all your thoughts on God. Tell me.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Coming up tonight on WLAE-TV, at 7, get the latest on advances in medicine on Doctors New Orleans. At 8, learn more about education in our city on Our Schools, Our Future. And at 9, laws and legal matters are discussed on John Redman, Power of Attorney. It's only on WLAE New Orleans Public Television. Watch us on Cox Channel 14, Charter Channel 11 and 7-Eleven, and AT&T and Satellite Channel 32.
All right, everyone, back to William Wallace for America here at WGSO 990 AM. You know, it's funny, the producer reminded me of something that I always like to talk about during the elections, which is, why is it that Ohio always gets to decide who our president is? I know, the knee-jerk reaction. What do you mean it's not Ohio, it's all these other states combined? Well, what I'm referring to is you hear all the news stories leading up to the election. They're always like, it all comes down to Ohio. It's all going to be dependent on Ohio. And then, of course, they bring in Florida, and then you can't win without Florida. And then Biden says he can win without Florida. And, you know, who's going to get – I understand. I get it because they usually talk about the states that are either you know, that are swing states or, you know, a big chunk of electoral votes. Meanwhile, we down here in Louisiana, you know, we don't get to determine who wins the election. We just get to decide, you know, oh, that's those Cajuns. You know, they're going to vote Republican, and they only have a few electoral votes. And so we don't even get brought up in the news. It's always Ohio and Florida and now, of course, Pennsylvania. And then they don't even talk about California. They go, California is just going to vote Democrat anyway. Although there's some prognosticators out there who's trying to say that California may go Trump. I highly doubt it. But I guess in Texas, I know Texas is another big one. Thank you so much, Sean. Appreciate that. Because they keep saying, oh, they're you know, they're forever trying to turn Texas blue. And of course, if they turn Texas blue, they say the Republicans will never win. But if you can win without Florida, then maybe you can without Texas. I don't know. Texas has almost as many as California, I guess. So Texas is the Republicans' California. So that's another way to look at it. But, of course, all the Californians are leaving California and going to Texas. So maybe we just flop. You know, now maybe California goes red, Texas stays. You know, Texas goes blue, and wouldn't that be kind of funny to think about it like that? Because that would be historically comparable to how they say that the Republican Party and the Democrat Party switched some time ago. Ah, I see how I brought that up there. Great little news. You see, I told you I wouldn't talk about this election. Maybe more specifically, I didn't want to talk about who I thought was going to win or the guesstimating of votes and whatever, but maybe all these little ancillary things are actually a lot more fun to talk about. I will read real quick something I wrote on Facebook and put it out there. It was really geared toward 2 days ago, so I'm really kind of reading it older, maybe age a little bit, but there's some points in here, I guess, Matthew made me think about, and that might be good to read this. I was going to write a post or do a podcast to try to convince my liberal Democrat Biden voting friends that they are wrong about Trump or why they shouldn't vote for Biden. Unfortunately, there isn't much anyone can say to convince them because they have made up their mind. They just hate Trump. They have listened to sources that only feeds them hate for Trump. They only read or listen to news stories that feed them information that continually regurgitate and exaggerate the narratives that were mostly made up, exaggerated, or twisted to fit a narrative of hate. Trump has said some abrasive things, but his actions have helped a broad spectrum of people and colors. These friends, and they are still friends. I still call them friends because I've taken the time to get to know them as good, caring people. By the way, I'm referring to my friends who are voting for Biden or Democrat. I think they may be simply misinformed or just bombarded by a rhetoric of hate from one-sided sources. I am disappointed that they have not been exposed to the news stories of Biden's actual actions against women or his racist comments, or they ignore them as simply false because they aren't seeing them as regularly as the news stories against Trump. I hope that they just don't hate Trump so much that they are thinking Biden's actions against women and statements are less than the things that Trump has said. They just hear Russia-Trump collusion instead of watching a short video of Biden bragging about how he manipulated them with our tax dollars. I'm bothered by how many people are ignoring all the information out there about Biden's side deals with Russia via his son. There is hard evidence proving it. But hate can be more powerful than the truth. I am disappointed that they would rather vote for Biden, who is obviously in a state of decline, and the plan to put his vice presidential candidate in office is clear, and that the hate for Trump is greater than an honest campaign. While Trump may have said some abrasive or hurtful things, may have spoken before thinking, and may have said some things off the cuff, his history of his life has been His history of his life has been one of success, compassion, and love of people despite their race, religion, birth, or choices in life. There are hundreds of positive stories, pictures, and actions to prove it and prove what is in his heart. Anyone can be made to look bad by manipulating a sentence or some words, and actions not only speak louder than words, they can be proven. Unfortunately, here on Earth, it is easier to be mad about something. Oftentimes, it is easier to hate someone we disagree with than like or even love them for the good things they have done or who they are. Hate is a powerful tool used by many people to manipulate others. Don't let hate be your guide. It's a simple, but you know, as much as that might sound as like pro-Trump, and it does definitely lean that way. It is actually was my way more of saying, look, you know, I would rather you have some concrete evidence on why you're going to vote against Trump or vote for somebody else. I would rather have somebody say, hey, look, I just like Biden's ideas better. And I could live with that. The part that I haven't liked is that a lot of people just say they hate Trump, so vote for Biden. And it's a good percentage of people will say. But either way, it is 5:30. Our polls close in an hour and a half. Or no, they close at 8. Yeah, they close at 8 o'clock. Our polls close at 8 o'clock. You have plenty of time to get there and vote. And quite honestly, I just care that you go vote. That's all I feel is more important than anything, is that you just get out there and vote. But I'm going to stop that because I've heard that all day long. And Matthew, you're to blame for this. You got me on the track of elections. I wasn't going to talk about the election as much as possible, and now you got me talking about it. So I'm going to change subjects right here before the break. And then after we get back, maybe find something refreshing, you know, like what could be refreshing right now on this day when everybody is thinking about? You know what's going to be refreshing? When our next host comes on, that's BJ. BJ Rust and his friend do a show, and they've got a really unique topic. I'm not going to be a spoiler for it. BJ, do you hear me, BJ? Did you hear me say that? He's in the other studio. They got something totally off subject, which you're really going to like when he comes on after us. After me, rather, them, not me. All right. Either way, whatever the outcome is, just, you know, stay calm and ignore all this stuff. Just be patient and wait. Don't expect immediate gratification like so many people are. After the break, we're going to change the subject, talk some more. Until I hear you after the break, this is William Wallace for America on WGSO 990 AM.
This Movember, here's to the straggly mustaches, the lopsided ones, the oddly sexy ones, the itchy, patchy, raggedy ones, the peach fuzz ones, the hey, I look good with this ones, the scruffy ones, the black, blonde, red, and gray ones, the ones grown by dad, the ones grown for dad. They all raise awareness, raise funds, start conversations, and save lives. Because whatever you grow, will save a bro. Learn more at Movember.com.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that moment in time, her life changes forever. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime.
AC Ambulance are the ones to talk to for all of your heating and cooling needs. Call Sid. You'll be happy you did. AC Ambulance is also proud to lend a helping hand to our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is that you can join in the Funky fun time by simply going to www.fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge October 17th will be Johnny Sansone, Catahoulas on October 23rd, Sage Against the Machine on October 30th, and Kirk Joseph's Backyard Groove on November 6th. For more information on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle. For innovative, premium, energy-efficient indoor climate management solutions, make sure to contact AC Ambulance.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. We're inching closer to some of the first results of the presidential election, as in just about 3 hours, polls will be closing in North Carolina and most of Florida. Those two states are key to the president's re-election effort. Locally, polls close at 8 p.m., but as long as you're in line by 8 p.m., you'll still be allowed to vote. And voters could elect a new member to the U.S. House of Representatives today in Louisiana. Jeff Palermo has the story.
Nine candidates are seeking to replace Ralph Abraham, who is giving up his 5th District congressional seat, but ULM political science professor Joshua Stockley says,
"This is probably the quietest competitive congressional election that I have witnessed."
Stockley says there has been one candidate that has stood out in this race, and that's Abraham's former chief of staff, Luke Letlow.
Letlow could win outright, but I still think there's a possibility of a runoff.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
And we'll be with you here throughout the rest of the night giving you election updates. In the meantime, I'm Matt Doyle.
Disability Rights Louisiana is a statewide nonprofit agency providing free legal services, advocacy, and other support to children, adults, and seniors with disabilities statewide. If you are a voter with disabilities, you may be eligible for accommodations on Election Day. Visit our website at disabilityrightsla.org for helpful links and information to make your voting plan in 2020. Know your rights to accommodations for voting in person, assistance, a fully accessible polling place, assisted technology, requesting absentee ballots, including the COVID-19 absentee ballot application, and more. For more information, visit Louisiana's statewide voting portal at govote.com. That's G-E-A-U-X. Disability Rights Louisiana is here to protect, advocate for, and empower your safe and accessible vote in 2020. Call us at 1-800-960-7705 and visit us online at disabilityrightsla.org.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, and we're going back to William Wallace for American WGSO 990 AM. So, again, you know, my producer and I were talking during the break, and these are it's like I'm being reminded of all the things I talk about every 4 years, and or the, you know, amongst friends or whatever. But, you know, we always talk about getting out to vote, and, you know, how blacks have, you know, suffered through so much to get their right to vote, and now their vote, and women, think it was the 19th Amendment, got their right to vote, and so, you know, somebody got jailed or whatever. We always talk about people who've died for our freedoms and our rights to vote and whatnot. But let's think about how we are spoiled today. Today's society, we want to be able to vote from our living rooms. We want to be able to flip open our phone and go on and vote and be done. And, of course, you know, not to get off on fraud, but I think that just leaves is wide open. It's ripe for fraud. Same with getting on the computer and doing it. You know, everybody says, oh, that's not right. You should bite your tongue because, you know, you should want to be able to go on the computer and just vote. Well, if that's the case, we should just be voting all year long. Why have an election day? We can just go on and vote and just press enter, 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 and just vote 1,000 times. I mean, like, where does it stop? Well, we should have the right to vote 1,000 times. I mean, you know, I mean, if I am working, then I should be able to vote as many times as I want, whatever the reason may be. But we're spoiled because we keep on thinking about, you know, how making it easier. We should be able to mail in our votes, mail in our ballots. And I understand our military should be able to do that, and maybe people with handicaps. There's some exceptions, which I would agree with. We already have early voting, and it gets to a point where, well, you know, we're disenfranchising people because, you know, they had to wait 3 hours, you know, in line. Well, you know what? I don't believe that, for one. I'm sure it's happened a couple times here or there. But for the most part, I mean, most precincts don't have thousands of people registered. They might have, you know, a couple hundred. I mean, precincts, generally speaking, you could look it up and see how big a precinct is on average. And know that you're not going to be waiting for 3 or 4 hours. And if you are, it's because the people ahead of you haven't made up their minds, and they get in there and they dilly-dally on a long ballot because they haven't done their homework, or they don't know, or whatever the case may be. I'm not complaining. I'm not being a brat and saying, you know, bad for them. I'm simply saying that I think that the once or twice, however many few times it's happened, people can make it a bigger story than what it is. And so, you know, we should be able to mail in our ballots. Well, like I said, you've got in many states, you've got a week to 2 weeks of early voting, and you've got absentee voting, and you've got, you see, it goes on and on and on and on. Where does it stop? I mean, think about this, where I was going with this a few minutes ago. Go back to the 1800s. Let's take a time, okay? When our country was close to being 50 states, okay, mid-1800s, late 1800s, there weren't cars, there weren't computers, and think of how many people had to walk or ride horseback miles. If you read this, I've read stories on this in history books. There are people who traveled for days to be able to show up in the town square and vote. So are we spoiled brats today? Absolutely. And I'll be the first to say there are people who are spoiled. They're either spoiled brats because they don't want to go vote, or they are, I don't want to be. I don't want to come down on it. Let me retract that statement a little bit. But overall, we are kind of spoiled brats that we simply want to be able to sit on our computer and vote, or mail in our ballot when we are of sound mind and body that we could go to the polls or go to the clerk of court and early vote. Where does it stop? There's a huge push right now to be able to vote on, to go on your computer and vote, or mail in your ballot anytime. Where does it stop? At what point do they say, well, that wealthy person over there gets to donate to campaigns, so I should be able to vote 10 times to equal, their voice. And I'm making it up. I just pulled that out of my rear end. But by golly, that's close to some of the arguments that we hear people have with, I have to show my driver's license. How dare I have to show identification to vote? It just keeps getting more and more ridiculous. And I'm not going to point fingers at one party. You kind of know what party is known for these things. However, it's kind of everybody is guilty for not saying, stop, let's just agree to it's, let me make this analogy. It's like healthcare. Everybody knew the Democrats wanted control of healthcare. Everybody knew that there was that we had problems with healthcare. Everybody knew this. Nobody did anything. They just let it go. And then one day the Democrats get in and they get Obamacare passed. And everybody was shocked. Oh my gosh, we got this horrible law. Well, guess what? When you're not proactive and you don't do anything about it, you're going to get an outcome that you're not happy with. So to that point, having made that analogy, it's the same with voting. If we are not proactive about our voting rights, the day's going to come when, you'll be able to vote. And if you have this exemption, you can mail it in. You can press enter as many times as you want, because your vote to make you equal, because it's all about being equal, right? Your equality to be equal to somebody else's vote. You've got this. Now you've got the exemption, the equality exemption. You get to vote three times or four times. You get to mail in your vote. You can mail it in a week early. You can make it in a year early. By golly, the way California is going, you get to mail in your vote up to, you can, as long as your vote is up to 17 days after the election. Granted, it's got to be postmarked by that time. But when does it happen that, we're not going to know about the outcome of election until a month, 6 months, a year after? Because what if your vote got lost in the mail? We don't want to disenfranchise you for having that time that your vote got lost in the mail. And then if you simply stand up a year later and swear on the Bible that you mailed your vote in and it just got lost, you should be able to have your vote counted, right? My point is this. It's getting ridiculous. The arguments are getting more and more far-fetched, and it's getting more and more ridiculous on what needs to happen. So what I'd like to see happen is more people say, why don't we have a national standard? Why don't we have a national holiday? November 3rd, make November 3rd every year a federal holiday, okay? In California, by the way, you can track your mail-in ballot. That's going to be interesting. I have to look that one up. Thank you for my producer for finding that for me. So why don't we have a national voting day? November 3rd every year is election day. So every 4 years is a presidential election. All the other 3 years, the states and municipalities can organize all their efforts. November 3rd is an election day, period. Everybody's off. It's a federal holiday, and you're off. And you get 2 weeks early voting, period. So, and then you, there may be an exemption that if you are not going to be here in those 2 weeks, or you're handicapped, or you're a veteran, or you're an old person that you just can't get in there, that you actually get to mail in your ballot. But look, why not have it notarized? I think the way it is now, you have to have a witness, sign it, and you only get one vote, and it's only one person can witness. There's a lot of, by the way, another shameless plug here, go to my YouTube channel, and you can see Kyle Ardwin's video where he talks about this and talks about the rules and regulations on mail-in ballots and how it works and what ballots are counted. But my point was not to exaggerate. My point, look, like I said, I pulled some of that stuff, out of my ears as I went along. Some of it I've thought about before, believe it or not. But all of it is not too far-fetched when you listen to what people are complaining about. I had to wait in line for 3 hours. Yeah, well, guess what? Women's generations ago got put in jail. Blacks got beat. And now, if the worst you have to complain about is that you got 3 hours of waiting in line, relish that. Be thankful for it. Be thankful that our forefathers did things that they had to do to give us the right to vote. As a white male, I can say that that was done in 1776 when our founding fathers stood up for our rights against the English. And we'll talk more about this after the break here at WGSO 990 AM.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America. So I got all fired up. And now, granted, I talked about, blacks having the right to vote and white and women having the right to vote. And then not to make, my right to vote seem equal in to their history. by me making the analogy of how, you know, when America was founded and we had, you know, the when we had our Declaration of Independence and we had to fight the British basically for, you know, for our freedoms, our liberties to be free as a country, not to make that seem relevant or more relevant at all whatsoever. It simply is that we have all had struggles, some a lot more than others, but we've all in our country have a history of voting, and our history of our elections in this way are sacred, and we have to respect that sacredness of our vote to be able to not allow ourselves to not only take advantage of our freedoms, but to guard that right to vote in such a way that we don't just keep letting it get easier to be out of convenience and just because everybody should have the right and because everybody, it should be easy for everybody. I'm not saying that it needs to be difficult. I'm just saying that it can be done, it can be made easier without opening up for more fraud. And like I said, a national holiday, everybody's off. What do you get to do? Well, of course, the poll workers won't be off, but, you know, look, even on holidays, people work. So it gets to be something where you have a national holiday, 2 weeks of early voting, and, you know, you get some exemptions for some people to mail in, and you get some exemptions for people to be able to have absentee ballots who actually go in. Either way, personally, I think that going in person is the actual best way possible to do it, and that is what we have to work on more and more in this country to be able to not make it easier for voter fraud. Because if we make it, think about this, if we make it to where it's so easy to do and all you have to do is on a computer, they'll get rid of the voting machines. Oh, it can be done on the computer now. Just go to your computer and click, double click, plus yes, you know, enter, and your vote is in. Besides all the voter fraud that could happen, you know, from that, then they get rid of the machines. Now, your vote is going to a database. What if that database gets hacked? What if the people counting the votes, you know, that because remember, it's all being funneled into one place now digitally. And again, you hear of big businesses, hospitals, getting all their databases stolen. And some hacker says, hey, pay me $25,000 in cryptocurrency and you get your money back or you get your data back or you get your records back. What's to say that doesn't happen with our elections? If it's all done digitally, you think Russia was your main concern. You know, anybody could hack into it. Let's not give in to digital voting just because it's easier. It sounds good. It's catchy. Of course, the young people, you know, they love the idea. They're on their phones all day. I mean, I am too. But, you know, they, at least I think of my phone as a tool and not a lifeline. It's not like I do everything on my phone. I don't do a lot, but you got to have your eyes open to see that there's fraud that can happen. I actually, you know, I mean, I talk to young people all the time that, you know, they're relying, you know, they take a picture of the check goes in the, you know, boom, in the bank, done. Hey, Zelly me money, whatever, Zelly, whatever it is, you know, do all this. The easier it is to transfer it, the easier it is for somebody to hack into it. That is why I'd be against the digital voting and electronic voting and stuff like that, and making it to where anybody can do it. It's just too easy to be hacked into. So as we go into the next few hours, it's going to be, you know, give me that information now. But again, everybody wants it now. They want it now. They want it like Amazon Prime. You buy it now, and before you know it, you know, an hour later, the little Amazon Prime truck shows up to your car at your house and gets out of their car and hands you what you just bought an hour ago. Again, it's like fast food. It's fast. It's easy. Sometimes it's really good. But guess what? It's not good for you. Same thing with our election system. Fast and easy isn't necessarily going to be good for us. So, and then at the end of the day, of course, the optimistic thing is that, you know, we kind of, you know, lick our wounds that we receive from our friends and shake some hands. And look, I've got lots of Democrat liberal friends. I haven't argued with any of them. As I said, as you, in what I read to you earlier, you know what? Love them all dearly. I could say that I think they're misinformed, but that's the reaction that we get. There's a picture or a meme I saw on Facebook that showed a guy with a Trump flag and a guy with a Biden flag shaking hands. And at the end of the day, that's how we have to act on a regular basis, because it's when we let the division get to us that they use that against us to divide us up even more. And that's how they get to steal elections. That's how they get to say things like, we should have all this done on computer. Safety. And if we do this all on computer, we won't have to worry about going down the street and looking at that neighbor that has your opponent's sign on it. We're going to have to not only take what we've learned from this election, or possibly learn, hopefully in the weeks to come, what could happen, and find ways to strengthen our election system, and find some ways to unite on things that we can agree on instead of always arguing over things that we disagree on. And I'd like to say that even with some of my friends that knew that I was voting opposite of them, none of them sent me nasty messages, because I'm always reaching out to find things that we can unite on. And I'd like to see more of that. I think it'd be a more positive thing for our country, because not only so we can all sing Kumbaya together, that's a bad joke, but so that way we're not beholden to the rhetoric of politicians and other elected officials that use our differences to divide us, when we can use our differences to not only complement each other, but find solutions that we can all agree on for our country. And so we don't have this tug of war. Yeah, there was a time when you could believe different things, but you kind of found ways to agree a little bit more, found some things that you could agree on to be able to find that common ground, to find solutions for our country, instead of right now where, you know, I hate you, you hate me, and you fight each other until somebody wins by sheer brute force. So it seems. Either way, visit me on William Wallace for America on my Facebook page, on my YouTube channel. Like the page. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. And look me up at my podcast. And I think if you look at those, you'll see lots more interviews, lots more conversation, lots more information, which I think you'll be happy with. And thank you very much, and we'll tune in next week. I'll hear you there.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.